Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, several Athena Leadership Award winners will be presenting a program to the Les Hill learners. So it is a very timely moment to talk about the Athena Leadership Award because it is time to think about who you might like to nominate for this coming year. Now, the award is actually not presented until January at the annual chamber banquet, but nominations will need to be in probably next month. And the exact date has not been set, but usually sometime in November. And one of the reasons, of course, is to process the nominations, to select a winner, to submit that winner's name, to order the original sculpture that goes as the award. All of this is sponsored by Detter Motor Company, and the paperwork and processing is handled by the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce. So think about who you might like to nominate. Now, as you think about that, of course, you're going to say, well, I know some really good women and men who might be eligible for that award. So let's get a little bit more background. Athena International, the beginning, the sponsor for this internationally, is a nonprofit organization with the purpose to support, honor, and develop women leaders. Folks who are nominated may be men or women if they carry out this purpose. Since 1982, when it was first formed by a woman in Michigan, it has honored 7,000 women in 500 communities and 8 countries. And by the way, when I say honored 7,000 women, there have also been several men who have been honored. What are the qualifications? Well, think about a person who has demonstrated excellence, creativity, and initiative in their business or profession. Someone who provides valuable service to improve the quality of life for others in their community and actively assists women in achieving their full leadership potential. The woman who founded this was a very active person in her community and related to General Motors and lots of leadership in the chamber and that sort of thing. Said, you know, there are so many women who are giving leadership to our communities, but most often it is the men who are recognized. And so she wanted to bring to the forefront that, yes, women are also providing leadership. And I always say, you know, when you look up and down the main street of most towns the size of Atlantic and similar size, how many of those businesses, for instance, are owned and or managed by women? How many organizations who have presidents that are women? How many boards and so on have women who are members in leadership leadership positions? So it's not a contest. It's not to say women are better than men, men are better than women, but a joint effort to make sure that women are recognized for the leadership that they provide. We are very fortunate in the Atlantic area and the only one in Iowa to have an Athena Leadership Award program because we have Detter Motor who is willing to sponsor that. But it is an international organization and they do work with women around the world in many different ways. In addition to the established Athena Leadership Award, they have now in a number of recent years established the Athena Young Professional Leadership Award with similar criteria, but of course rather than having achieved a great deal of profession or just sort of emerging in that field, they should be at least college age and have embarked on their career path and probably not older than 40, although that can be determined by the local group who is sponsoring it. There is also an Athena Organizational Leadership Award and another program that's called PowerLink, which is one that puts women together in business and helps women to grow their businesses. So the Athena International Group has certainly moved on and enlarged since they have first started with the original Athena Leadership Award. One of the things that they have also worked on is a leadership model, and this identifies 8 attributes that are reflective of women's contributions to leadership, and they are listed following: the authentic self, relationships, giving back, collaboration, courageous acts, learning, fierce advocacy, celebration, and joy. All of those could be discussed for quite a period of time, but those are 8 distinct attributes that are reflective of women's contributions to leadership. So, again, I want to just encourage you to be thinking about someone who you would like to nominate. The nomination process is pretty simple. It's not, you know, pages and pages, a couple of pages, and you don't have to write big fancy sentences. In fact, just listing attributes is the best way to fill out that form. The forms will soon be available at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. They're available online, and you could contact any of the current Athena winners, and I would list those from past years, not necessarily in order, but the past Athena Leadership Award winners are Janelle Hansen, Judy Marnin, Glenda Ferrier, Jan Kinnison, Denise O'Brien, Ann Pross, Wendy Richter, Carol Schuler, Dolly Bergman, Margaret Slepsky, Leanne Pellet, Pat Markham, Lynette Plambeck, and myself. So that kind of gives you some idea also of the women who have, for various reasons, but all of them meeting the basic 3 criteria to be given the Athena Leadership Award. So again, pretty simple to do that nomination. It depends on all of you to get those names forward. If you have questions, again, you could contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. You could contact any of the people whose names I just read off. It takes some thinking, but think about the women you know, or men, who have assisted women in moving forward in their lives and providing more leadership. So until next time, here's a thought. The purpose of leadership is to take others to the top.